There's no money that was approved by the legislature with which to buy those lands. The state was not given the power to condemn and take any of those natural areas against the wishes of the landowners. So it really represents nothing more than a wish list. But that will bring you up to date on the NA and SRA map status. I'd like to ask Mr. Paul Driscoll if he would to please give us his overview comments from our consulting firm. We're apparently being asked to you on a screen.
Good evening. I'm going to try to set the example tonight by being both concise and brief. And for those of you who have just seen this before, thank you for sitting through it. For those of you who haven't, I think if you haven't by this time at least heard or discussed all of these concepts, then maybe you're missing something. And certainly it's in all of the plan. So with that being said, this slide lists the elements of the comprehensive plan. It's basically a table of contents for all of the topics that are in the plan. The plan recommends several tools towards providing a way of implementing the policies that are described in the plan: purchase of development right easements, purchase of open space, and all of the assorted techniques that are used in some cases here, in some cases elsewhere, to implement comprehensive plan policies. The future land use map is exactly what it says. It's a map that depicts how the county views the future growth and development of its land area, and it's broken down into growth areas that are further subdivided into various areas, and rural areas, low-density areas, protected lands, lands that are part of the Agricultural Preservation District under the state program. The land use chapter of the plan, in addition to talking about the future land use map, does discuss the transfer of development rights concept, and there's some recommendations in there about what the county can do to strengthen its open space definition, that is, those lands that are eligible to be included as open space in a development, as well as talking about the term superior design, which is one of the criteria that the county uses to evaluate certain subdivision and land development applications. We're talking about environmentally sensitive areas in there and various zoning districts, including the agricultural business zoning district and the agricultural industrial commercial district. Density bonuses, that idea is discussed for certain road improvements and other things that developers may do. And that the plan also talks about overlay zones and the legal